tumbling down, pledging their love to the ground.
Way out west there was this fella. Fella I want to tell you about. Fella by the name of
Todd Lebo.
At least that was the handle his loving parents gave him. And he never had much use for it himself.
This Lebo.
He called himself
Lebo.
Sometimes there's a man. He's the man for his time and place. He fits right in there. And that's
Todd Lebo.
Kansas City.
I hate Lebo.
La 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 la.
Hanging out on a Tuesday edition. It's time to hang out with Todd Lebo for the hour. Heading up until 2 o'clock. It's a new intro, Sterling.
It's a new intro, right?
Yeah, brand absolutely. New. Brand new. It's really cool.
I like it. I like awesome. The change, Dylan.
Yeah. Thank you for switching some things up, Dylan.
Made that.
That's awesome. Jason Anderson, Sterling Holmes, Dylan Michaels, Todd Lebo with us. Todd, what's up, brother?
Ah, what's up, brother?
What's up, that's brother?
That's sketch.
Sketch. Is you know that what it is? Brothers. I found out who Sketch was 2 weeks ago, and now he's everywhere. Now I can't not see him.
Sterling doesn't know.
Am I too old or too young to know what Sketch
old.
Is?
You're too old. We're too old.
Sketch yeah, we're too is old.
Then how do you guys know
it's like
Twitch,
a YouTuber.
Twitch Madden player. Who he actually got to announce the Houston Texans pick at the draft.
I saw that as well. Yeah, it's... Yeah.
What's up, brother?
What's up, brother?
He's a gamer online. And
he does he's one finger thing where he talks, and every once in a while he'll just like throw this up there just as he's talking. Yeah, I don't know.
Brother's that's Hulk Hogan.
Well, he doesn't talk brother. Like this, brother. Brother.
It's not that.
You really, once you've turned 30, you're kind of out of the loop.
Mm-hmm.
Dylan, you know what Sketch is?
What you gonna do, brother?
That's not him.
No, that's not him. No. I don't.
Now you're learning.
Again, 2 weeks ago, I had no idea who he was, so I'm only 2 weeks more advanced on the Sketch information than you guys.
I would see some Sketch things on TikTok occasionally. Mm-hmm.
Why are you on TikTok? I am so confused by you. You are way younger than me.
Yeah, I am way younger than you. I don't follow things on TikTok. I have a login so I can get on TikTok. I don't post things on TikTok. But it is a time suck. It's something to, like, you know, when my wife goes to bed at 8:15, I'm awake. Just look at it for 10 minutes.
I would love to see Lebo's...
the algorithm is
yeah,
wild.
I would love to see your algorithm. Oh, dude. I bet it's just electric, dude. I bet that's just...
I get...
what do you get, Lebo?
I get... I get anything from confrontations with police. You know, like someone saying, I'm not getting out of the car.
Oh, that, yeah. That's solid.
Karens, people like that. I get those. I get sports, a lot of sports things. A lot of music things, and I get, people think they're funny or whatever, and then you'll get whatever the dance craze is.
Oh, yeah.
You know, for a bit. And then I started seeing this guy. I'm like, I don't know what he is, but it's always a screen where he's playing Madden and something, and then he's turned into something. So I did a little research on Sketch. His name is Kylie is his first name, Kylie something. He's from the Woodlands, which is it's a ritzy area outside of Houston. And that's why he loves the Texans. And he always has a C.J. Stroud jersey on when he's playing Madden or whatever. And apparently he went to college at, like, Mississippi State for a little bit, didn't make it. Then he actually went to Oklahoma for like 3 years. He didn't make it, and he went back home. And he loved video games, and he started making, like, YouTube videos. And now he's a guy who is making draft picks. Just like you know, Logan and Jake Paul were just some – ditzy high school kids making prank videos,
yeah.
And now Logan Paul is Patrick Mahomes' friend, and they're on WrestleMania, and
Prime
Paul is fighting Mike Tyson. Fighting
Mike Tyson, Prime is the craze for all the kids. I mean, it's all any youth, baseball, soccer, anything of the kids that are in elementary or junior high, it's all about Prime.
Yeah, the drink game is crazy. So this is
Prime
what
drink. It's like
you missed your
college. I have never
to be a
once
YouTuber.
Had a Prime.
Well, you
didn't have your
you
prime.
Drink,
you already passed because you passed your prime at 12 years old.
I drink
so
black
old.
Coffee. Okay,
so
I drink black coffee and bourbon. That's all you need. Why?
Yeah.
Why we get all prime,
dude? It's
kids,
weird,
man.
It's
come on,
it's an obsession.
It's
absolutely that.
Bring back ball in a cup. Okay, that's all you need. Video games, throw them away. Get a ball in a cup.
It used to be really simple when you went to the liquor store. You saw like four beers. And now there's like 1,000.
Mm-hmm.
And used to be, if you went to buy a bottle of bourbon, there were like 4 of them. Now there's 1,000. And it used to be, oh, here's Gatorade.
Here's Gatorade.
And now there's like 1,000
of
those.
Then there was Powerade.
And actually, and we called
body
armor. Gatorade.
I went to, I had my colonoscopy a few weeks ago. So I had to get some Gatorade to do my mix. And,
did you get Prime instead?
No, I went to the, here's what I did. I shouldn't even have cared about the sugar because I was going to poop it all out. But I went, I was at the store.
Dog.
And I looked at what was on sale and what was not red, purple, or blue, red, purple, orange. I don't know.
Blue, I mean, it could be green.
I bought white, frost.
Yeah.
And then I bought a traditional green.
No. Yellow's traditional.
Or yellow, whatever it's called.
Lemon lime.
You call that yellow?
Is that Miola jersey.
That's about that color.
Yes, that's yellow.
I don't know if I'd call that yellow. I'd call that...
Okay. The original Gatorade's yellow. Yeah, it's yellow.
Yeah.
Come on.
Green yellow. It's.
I may be old, but I get good
yellow.
Eyes.
But I was not looking for the most expensive thing. Because
no.
I was like, where's it going?
Yeah.
It's going through me. And so I got actually... pretty good price.
Yeah.
Make good price.
Don't buy Prime.
Of G-Zeros or whatever.
Prime is really expensive. So speaking of the Pauls, Logan Paul, last night T-Mobile, WWE Monday Night Raw was in town. It was all over Twitter and everything.
I didn't really know it was happening until Liv Morgan, I saw her yesterday in studio.
She was in here with the Border Patrol.
So I'm like, oh, all right, I'll turn this on. Because I'm like, you know, Mahomes is going to show up on this, or someone is. And then I'd seen some stuff on social media where Logan was out at Patrick's house. They were doing Prime things or whatever. Mm-hmm. So then I happened to just have it on, and I couldn't watch it. It's 3 hours long.
They do that every
Monday.
It's a long show. Yeah.
But then it was still on, so I just rewound and I went through. And I go, well, here it is.
There it was.
They were the rings, and they weren't 3 Super Bowl rings.
What?
He doesn't have 3 Super Bowl rings yet. They have not had a ring ceremony.
Don't you dare lie about that, because last night they talked about kayfabe like that.
You can't.
Yeah, here's the audio for those that didn't. This is 3 Super Bowl rings. This was last night in Monday Night Raw.
Logan Paul took them off Patrick's hand.
Don't know what you're talking about.
What the hell's he doing? What are you doing? Why are you doing that?
Are
they Super Bowl rings? Why are you doing that?
Well, why am I asking you? But nonetheless,
watch, I was close.
Logan Paul just put 3 Super Bowl rings on his hands. Going to use them like he uses brass knuckles. Oh no!
Sterling, he hit the wrong guy.
He hit his own teammate.
The size of that
wow. On accident.
Now, Patrick has a lot of
Logan
big rings.
Paul to
yeah.
JD.
But he doesn't have his newest Super Bowl ring yet. They have not had the ring ceremony.
You know what? I would be shocked if those were the legitimate Patrick Mahomes Super Bowl rings. I'd be very surprised.
But the best line was under the radar when he goes, are those Super Bowl rings? Well, why am I asking you? Because that's a Pat McAfee.
Pat McAfee, he doesn't have any.
Those Super Bowl rings? Well, why am I asking you?
Did McAfee get a runner-up ring or not? Was he on that team that lost? I don't remember how old he is.
Super Bowl rings to the head.
To the head.
Jey Uso.
By the way... You know, say what you want about McAfee. That dude works hard.
Yeah, he does.
He's always working.
I mean, always freaking working.
He was
in Kansas City.
Yeah, he was in Kansas City last night. He's doing a show today. Did a show yesterday in the entire draft night. No commercials, by the way.
Yeah,
I never took commercials on the Pat McAfee draft
wild,
on Thursday.
That's wild, actually. Good for him, man. I mean,
no commercials.
Good for him.
Yeah, he's found his niche in...
he's found about 7 niches.
Yeah, right. That's true. That's right. He's found his space, which is just being Pat McAfee.
Packed out last night. And Creed Humphrey and Trey Smith.
Garrick Dieter
was sitting right next to Trey Smith.
That's awesome.
Yep. He didn't stand up with one of the belts. He stayed sitting down. But when Trey Smith and Creed Humphrey stood up to protect Patrick Mahomes,
I'm
I thought that was
sure
funny.
I'm sure on the other side of Creed, that was Chris Oledokun.
Oh, was it?
Yeah. Because I was looking. I was like, who else is there?
Yeah, I was trying to see who else was there, too.
I think that's who that was. He's a super nice kid.
Did you see what they did the ceremony before Monday Night Raw on stage?
Yeah.
That they brought a bunch of people out, first responders from the shooting at the parade. The two guys that tackled the person, they brought them out on stage, gave them championship belts and everything. Borgonzi's son was out there, the Chiefs players and everything. They brought them all on stage and then announced, welcome to Monday Night Raw, you know, in Kansas City.
That's badass.
It was right before the show actually started.
The place was packed out. And then the guy who, I don't know this guy, Brock something, the great big huge guy,
Bowers.
Came over and
he's only 6'3".
And this guy's legitimately huge.
Yeah,
no, they list him at 6'8" something.
Right,
and he
that
came
guy
over,
right there.
And he got in Patrick's face. Look how much bigger he is than Creed Humphrey.
Yeah, Creed Humphrey, and how much bigger he is than Trey Smith. Yeah. And Trey Smith is a massive human being.
And
then if you look just to Trey Smith's left is Gary Dieter sitting down.
Yeah.
Has to be all natural too, you think?
Yes.
So that guy, I don't think so. No, he looked pretty royal.
Oh, I thought Trey. You were talking about Trey Smith.
No, yes,
what are you talking about?
I meant the 6'10" behemoth
when he stood up and flexed, and he was all like,
"Yeah." I was like, yeah. "What do you think? There's some left tackle issues. You want to bring in him?" Just
I kind of feel like
he had good feet, but he was huge.
Maybe he's athletic enough. He's running around the ring. He's prancing. He's dancing. He's jumping. He's slamming. He's pushing. I mean, don't they always talk about offensive linemen and wrestlers?
Yeah.
Wrestling is an offensive line trait.
Creed Humphrey wrestled.
Come on, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
sure.
What's the deal? I mean, you got to and the Chiefs have totally embraced the championship belts.
Yeah.
So now they've got three of those championship belts.
It was a fun night, though.
Yeah, it's really cool. I wish I would have gone out there, but you know, I'm not into wrestling as I used to, and so it wasn't worth the price of admission.
When we used to get tickets when you were an intern, we went a few times to Raw or whatever it was. I remember seeing Goldberg.
The last show I went to was Goldberg.
Yeah.
Goldberg was the huge hit the last time I went to an event.
Dylan's a big Goldberg guy, right?
He doesn't know.
You were a big Goldberg guy.
You can't shrug on the radio, Dylan.
Yeah, you can't shrug. I thought you were a big Goldberg guy.
Goldberg's move was just the football tackle.
I'm pretty sure.
It's like he'd waited for the guy and he'd go and pick him up and, oh, the Goldberg!
Yeah.
I don't even know what it was. It was like 26 years ago,
I went to a few of those. I probably saw Stone Cold. Probably saw The Rock. We had The Rock on the radio once because he was Donnell Bennett's college teammate. And this is where we don't have all of the tapes.
It's always be recording. What are you doing?
No, they could exist. There's no database to know where it is. There are VHS tapes.
You have so much stuff in your office, Lebo.
This is the other building, bro.
Yeah,
this is the other building. I remember having him on, and I think because they were in town, obviously, and I'm pretty sure it was like Chiefs training camp time because it was on the phone, and I was like, this is the newest whatever guy. We got him on the phone because the WWE, or might have been WWF at that point, had reached out. So we had The Rock on the phone talking about Donnell Bennett, who was his college teammate, because they both went to the U.
What a great conversation, having The Rock on to talk about Donnell Bennett.
And when we talked about the event or whatever it was.
No, I just want to hear him talk about Donnell Bennett.
Talking about Donnell
the whole
Bennett.
Time.
We had some fun times with some of those things. And I remember seeing Goldberg and some stuff like that. And we were, several of us, Davey V, these guys were there when Owen Hart died.
Yeah,
my
brother, my brothers and my nephew, was there at that time.
It's like I was far enough away. I was in a suite, of course. You know, I thought it was part of the show. I didn't know.
That's what they were talking. They thought it was part of the show until
Davey V
not,
was like 30 feet away. He's like, nah, it's not part of the show.
It's not part of the show, man.
That was wild. That was a pay per view.
Yeah,
Sunday night.
The only event I went
to. 94.
Yeah, you were 5.
Yeah,
you were watching.
Oh, I remember that. I wonder if that was when this actually could be a true story. I had one of my scars. I had stitches 5 times on my face, at least 5 or 6 times on my face.
No, you do have a punchable
still
face.
Still so pretty.
No. Never a punch, actually, which makes it even more
shocking.
Impressive. Yeah, I know. So,
jumping on the bed, weren't you?
No. Just multiple different things.
Tell five stories.
Like a WWE event or something like that. We were watching on TV, which I don't know why we were. My parents weren't even into that stuff. But apparently I thought I was in it when I was 4 or 5, and I ran into the TV trying to, you know, do something
sense.
Cool, and it fell. So I wonder if that was the
Owen
Hart.
You're trying to get into the ring and bounce off like they do?
Probably.
You didn't realize it was
highly possible. Back then,
that was a big TV.
Those are big
too.
TVs. Those things were tubes, dude.
And you did not hurt that TV. That TV wasn't going to be hurt.
How else did you cut yourself? Let's go.
One there. I've told this before. One slipping my lip right here in the fraternity house. We had a snowball fight.
Screech.
We had a tile and
bones.
Tile
and
Hamburglar.
Yeah, you can see a little cut right there.
Hamburglar hit you.
In a fight.
One with a baseball bat. One with a baseball bat. Of course, got to be a baseball bat.
Who were you swinging or someone else?
Me. It was one of those. They don't make anymore. Those. You know those things
you
put around
yourself in the head.
I've
the
never
baseball.
Seen
you're
that.
No. You put it around a basketball hoop or something like that, and you would swing the bat.
The ball.
But the balls were very rubberized. Where it was, and dude, you'd hit it,
and
the bat just
recoiled.
Flew out, and it just domed me. So I still have a blood stain, I think, still, unless we got the driveway redone. There's still a blood stain of
awesome.
Of
well, that's
me,
a great memory.
What's your next one?
So that's 3, right? That's three. I have two more. Chin. That was...
getting another fight with Squeege?
No. That was actually... helmet got me. Helmet got me.
What kind of helmet?
Like a bike helmet.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I thought you were going to say like a football helmet.
No.
On the chin.
I was either skateboarding or... No, rollerblading. I was rollerblading.
Rollerblading.
Yeah, I was like 11.
That was an easy guess. That was the free square in bingo.
I was maybe 11. And... Okay.
Took a spill, did you?
Took a spill in the... The helmet, you know, yeah. The whatever it's called.
The strap. Chin strap.
It got me.
Cut on the chin.
The combination of the strap with the chin, because, you know, they have a jawline of steel as an 11-year-old.
Yeah. That makes sense.
With the ice just...
Not quite steel.
No. Soft chin. And then what's the fifth one? I don't know. I've had five, at least.
I don't think I've ever had a stitch.
Really?
Well, except I had a vasectomy.
No, their stitches...
there's something was stitched together there, Todd.
It fills the hole, man.
Yeah, the only event I went to with the station that was a big event was the Rome Tour stop. That was it. It was
Sublime with Rome.
We didn't have any wrestlers at that.
No wrestlers at that. A lot of little Chiefs players. They've had a lot of those on Friday night or Thursday night. Let's go back to Thursday night in the draft room. I'm always curious about this. You guys are sitting around waiting for pick number 32, mm-hmm. and then a trade. Did everybody think it was Xavier Worthy? What was the consensus? Who did people think they were going to take? Because typically there's a conversation of who they taken.
So fast. It was funny. We were all kind of, they had the room all lined up pretty, and we mm-hmm. got there. We all, of course, moved all the chairs because the TV's on the back wall and the chairs are facing front. So we were all over the place, and like McDowell was sitting up on the podium thing because there was a place to sit up there. Like he was Brett Veach, I don't know. And Jesse was over there. We were kind of all sitting around. And then someone came in and they started like getting ready, and it wasn't quite time yet. And we were like, what's going on? Are you making a trade? And they're like, oh, no, we're just getting ready. And then like, bing, bing. It says like 2 seconds later, and we're like, all right, blah. We all start running around. And it was pretty quick then. I had been on the air with Seren. I said, well, we know this. Looking at who they trade. They're not trading with Buffalo. We know that. And they traded with Buffalo. But then we all kind of thought it was going to be receiver. So, but then you didn't know who it was going to be at that point because people were still kind of into Ladd McConkey.
Like AD Mitchell
was there, and he dropped all the way. Yeah. So it was real quick, though, and then the pick came in, and it was so we wasn't a lot of time to really discuss. But we had spent basically about 2 hours making fun of Aaron Ladd for Michael Penix getting drafted because he's from Atlanta. We basically passed the time with that.
That makes sense. Yeah,
that's pretty much what we had done. And then it's always like that. Then it's all of a sudden it's time to go.
Yeah,
and you know, and then coach comes in fairly quickly afterwards.
Yeah.
Pretty quick afterwards.
Takes Brett Veach a little bit because they're also
they
sort of wheeling dealing to the end of the round.
It actually kind of helped that they went four picks early because if all that stuff gets crammed at the very end, it really kind of drags on.
Yeah.
So it was actually sort of nice that they were up a little bit.
Yeah, so they trade with the Buffalo Bills. Brandon Bean was on with Pat McAfee a little bit ago, and here was Brandon Bean was asked about trading with the Kansas City Chiefs in the first round.
Let's talk about some of the moves that you might make. Are you firing the person who said, yeah, we should trade with the Kansas City Chiefs and make them better, you know, whenever they are the person or the team that we got to play against every single year in the playoffs? Did you hear that narrative? And is that a thought that you have to take into consideration whenever you're making moves on draft night?
Yeah, listen, anytime we trade with someone, if people think, you know, you should take a player there, offense, defense, in this case, receiver, you're always going to get criticized, and it'll have to play out on the field, you know, ultimately with the players that we acquired, the player they acquired. But you can only – it's not like we traded the player to Kansas City. I get that narrative. Like if we had traded, you know, Stephon Diggs to Kansas City, well, why would you trade him there? You don't truly know who someone's going to select when you trade with them. You know, they're not going to call and say, hey, we're trading up and we're going to take this player. And if you don't trade with them and you pick a different player, they can still trade up with someone else. So I've never understood that narrative. You know, I'm sure they didn't just call the Buffalo Bills to trade up. They probably called some other teams too.
It's an interesting point, though.
Yeah, he's kind of like, it's, you know, I don't think he wanted to hear that.
Yeah, but it's an interesting point to where, you know, I gave him credit on Friday because I know people were making fun of him, but I'm like, you know, at least they were the team that said, we don't care if this makes the Chiefs better. We're trying to make ourselves better. Like, we are worrying about ourselves.
The funny part was that everyone's like, well, they don't have any wide receivers. Yeah. Why are you trading out?
Why are you
but
trading
they
out?
Got more picks.
Yeah, they got more picks. They got more players. And it's an interesting point of, well, if the Chiefs are trading up here to get their player, if they're taking somebody we aren't even taking, then and we don't have somebody that we are dead set, we have to have this guy, because if they were dead set, they had to have somebody that was a true difference maker for them, they would have taken him at 28.
Yeah, my guess is they're like, here's four wide receivers.
Yeah.
We get to 32, they can't all be gone.
Yeah, and clearly they weren't, because then they traded back one more time.
Yeah.
And then they end up getting Keon Coleman. Who we'll see. Keon Coleman makes a lot of acrobatic catches. He has to because
I'll take
he runs
the press conferences though.
Yeah, the press conferences are
great.
Yeah, he runs a 4.6 and doesn't separate from defenders. So
is
he
that
does.
A problem?
So he does make a lot of acrobatic catches because he sort of needs to.
There's always a defender there.
Yeah, but you know he could be awesome. We'll see. But yeah, I thought that's interesting. Of just like, you know, you're trading with the Chiefs because that seemed to be. We joked on Thursday. It's like, well, the Bills aren't even answering the phone call. Mm-hmm. Like you call,
well, and,
Bills
you know,
aren't even answering.
And Brett Veach said last year that he couldn't find anyone to trade with.
Yeah.
Which is why I thought they would trade up, just because he just wanted to.
Yeah, they did it twice. He just couldn't.
And they did try. I mean, they were trying earlier. They were trying in the 20s, earlier in the 20s to get up there. And, you know, sometimes people say, yes, let's talk. And some people are like, nah, I'm not messing with you because they have something on their mind. It's such an interesting process, the entire thing, because you've got 32 teams going about their business, and they don't all do it the same way.
Yeah.
You know, I would love to have everyone's actual draft board and just like lay them across.
Yeah.
And see, that's hard to do because like the Chiefs won't really grade the top five quarterbacks because they don't care. You know what I mean? So like, did they spend a lot of time looking at Caleb Williams and Jaden Daniels?
Yeah,
no,
I think it would probably be wasted if they did.
Only pushback on that, they don't spend a ton of time. I do feel like it's good practice though for the front offices to scout. Like they scout them so they know who.
Oh, they know what's up, and they see him around there. But they're not.
Yeah.
You're
not
going
sending people to.
You're probably taking
them.
Five or six or maybe seven or eight people off the board. You're not even going to really spend a lot of time looking at. And that's just. But it would be really interesting to see how people set their boards up and how close they are.
Yeah.
Because it's probably almost like as many crazy mock drafts as there are. It's probably about the same there.
Or like guys that are like, you guys had a second-round grade for this guy, and we had him in the fifth round.
That's the thing with the kid from the Washington State safety.
Yeah,
they got to the fourth round, and Veach said yesterday on that call that
didn't sound like they targeted Jaden Hicks.
Yeah.
They weren't targeting a safety in the fourth round. It looked like they were.
But you look up at your board, and you're like, well, why is this one? This guy is
still
so
sitting
far
there.
I got to take him.
Got to take him. Just got to take a good football player. Because I talked with Adam Teichman, like, I'm surprised they didn't take another receiver. I'm surprised they didn't take a running back. And it's like, maybe that was the spot they were going to take one of those guys. And then that guy's there, and it's like, sorry. You know, he's a second-round draft pick.
What have we seen so far that they've done with defensive backs?
Turn him into studs.
Yeah. And then what do they do?
Draft him in the fourth round.
And then they trade him or let them go.
Yeah.
So, you know, like Justin Reed's on a 3-year deal, right?
It's the last year of his contract. Last year.
This smells like Honey Badger time, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Do your 3 years and then.
Do your 3 years. Yeah, do your three.
And then win.
Get a ring and bounce.
Three in the door. And then go. I mean, because, listen, he's still not old, okay? Because he was a few years young, but he's not young now.
Mm-hmm.
He's been in the league for a while.
And he's expensive.
You get more expensive as you go. So this is just the way it works.
I did find it interesting because it wasn't even the first pick they had in the fourth round. They're like, well, let's get a tight end first.
Right.
And Detroit, I think, was the team in between, and we know Detroit is trying to get, you know, secondary help. So they're like, okay, if Detroit takes him, fine. That makes our decision easier. And then Detroit didn't take him. And they're like,
we gotta take him.
I guess he's still there.
I mean, it's the same thing with the player pool. I mean, it's the same exact thing at the player pool draft for me. I know what Rhett Veach is going through because you go through it. I'm sitting there hoping, like, somebody take this Kentucky player. I've already got two.
I don't want him.
But then you get to a point where, like, three rounds later, like, I got to take him. And then they lose to Oakland.
And then they're done.
And then they lose to Oakland.
Now you're done.
And now I blame everybody else in the draft for not taking that.
You should have taken Jack Golke. That's on you.
Clearly, Curtis took him.
Because he knows.
Yeah, I wasn't even mad at Curtis for taking him. It was just like, Curtis, you had him? Oh, you dog. I loved the draft that they ended up with, and hearing Brett Veach just simply talk about some of those things, that they didn't set out to go and grab a safety. They set out to go and grab good football players, and they typically work a year ahead. I mean... Justin Reed's gone. Brian Cook will be on his fourth year next year. So this third year for Brian Cook.
Injury. I mean, you know.
So he'll be on the last year of his contract, and you'll have Shamari Connor in the third year of his contract and Jaden Hicks in the second year
of his
contract.
Just got to keep adding these players in.
Just find guys
and
that can go out there
and
play.
And they have not gone out and spent a lot of money on the defense. Mm-hmm. I think McDuffie will be the litmus test coming up, but they got 5 years on him.
Yep.
So it's different.
Did you see the ability for the Chiefs training staff, what they've done with Xavier Worthy already?
Is he 6'1" now?
He was 5'11" and 165 at the combine. He's now 6'1", 172.
Just like
so
that.
So strength and conditioning staff.
Wow, good
best,
for him.
best in football.
He had sweatpants on.
Gained 2 inches and 7 pounds from draft day to
barbecue.
Today.
Barbecue really gets you.
I'll tell you
I actually got to see him in person on Friday.
Is he 6'1"?
He's taller than me. So we had gotten out there. Some of us were out there fairly early, 5 o'clock or so. And he was there to do all the meet and greets with everyone. And then they just walked him in the room to say hello and shake hands and stuff like that. So there was just a few of us there to meet him. And he had the same clothes you saw him meeting Andy Reid in, baggy sweatpants or whatever. I think I get the feeling everything's baggy on him.
Is he a pretty thick guy?
He looked not very heavy.
Not dense? That boy dense.
He's definitely taller than me. He seemed like a nice young man. So it was good. But maybe, you know, he does have, you know, the braids and stuff on top. Maybe they just lightly rested the ruler on top of there. They didn't press down.
I just love that it's like, it's one thing to like, embellish a little bit. You added 2 inches to 5'11 to 6. It wasn't like he was 5'11 and like 5'8. He was 5'11.2.
Is it the combine measurements are no shoes, right?
Yeah,
like
right.
Foot, all
they put shoes on him.
Cowboy boots. They put on cowboy boots.
They
really
weigh and measure him. They probably just said, you know.
Wearing,
they asked what was him, he listed how tall are you?
6'1.
Great, yeah.
He was a 6'1 at Texas.
They probably just took the Texas bio.
That's probably what happened.
They couldn't wait a little longer to like separate the actual combine measurements from these as well, that people couldn't just go right back and look.
That's right.
Wait a little bit of time.
I was going through the roster and sort of looking at the numbers that they assigned to different people because Jared Wiley is wearing number 12. Mm-hmm. The 6'6", 250-pound tight end.
The numbers are so wild.
Is wearing Mecole Hardman and Garrett Dieter's number.
Well, I think Evan Ingram's 12 in Jacksonville, so isn't there a precedent for that?
And then you got Gerald Everett that's number 8.
Pitts is 4, isn't he, as a tight end?
Eight actually works. Single digit works, but it's the 12 that doesn't feel good.
It's a quarterback number.
I will say Xavier Worthy was listed at 6'1", 172 at Texas.
They use
the Texas numbers, not the combine.
I am crediting the strength and conditioning. If you guys don't like the strength and conditioning staff, that's on you.
Yeah.
I'm saying that they have clearly taken the advice from the NFLPA.
Bigger, stronger.
And they have invested money in it, and you guys are just dismissing it.
Shouldn't dismiss it.
That's what burn-ins do, baby.
That's exactly right. 6'1", 172. People worried about him being less than 170 pounds? Yeah, take that. He's at 172, people, okay?
You check him after practice next week.
Yeah.
You know, 195.
158 after practice.
Yeah,
after the first 2 days in St. Joe, he's down to 150. So you better put on some weight now so that you can sustain that weight when it comes football season after you go through the month in St. Joe. We'll talk some fact or fiction coming up next. All right, time for a little fact or fiction here on this Tuesday, hanging out with Todd Lebo.
Fact.
12 questions.
Maybe. We'll
fiction.
See.
We'll
Let's
find
go.
Out. What do you say? We start with Todd this week?
Yeah.
Let's do that. Let's go ahead and start with Todd this week since he's the guest on the show here. So we'll start with Todd, and then we'll go Dylan, and then I'll go last if that's cool with you.
I love it.
Go.
All right. MJ Melendez will bounce back from this slump and finish the year batting over 240.
240?
Mm. His career average, I think, is 232. So we're not asking something crazy here.
Fiction.
I'll go fiction as well.
I am going to say fact.
That is fiction.
Damn it.
That
it's a total
is fiction.
Fabrication.
He will not bat over 240 this year.
Yeah, I was.
His lifetime average is under 240.
It's 223.
Oh my gosh.
Why are you worrying about old stuff, though? Why are you bringing up old stuff? We're talking about the future.
Future does not look bright. All right. Kingsley Suamataia is the week one starting left tackle for the Chiefs.
Fact.
Fiction.
I think it's a fact.
It's fiction. It's Wanya Morris.
All right.
Wanya Morris is the week one starting left tackle for the Kansas City Chiefs.
1-1-1. 1-1-1.
Jaden Hicks was the steal of the draft.
I am...
For the Chiefs? Or the whole...
The whole draft?
Because that's Michael Penix.
Bo Nix, you mean? It ends with the Nix. Yeah. It's either Penix or Bo Nix.
Bo Nix.
Chiefs or the draft?
Either one.
I am going to say that is fiction.
Fiction.
That's fact. Fourth round.
Sure. Okay.
That late? We've all talked about how good.
But then you said the whole league, and then I got scared.
Yeah, the whole league.
Well, sorry.
You should have said Chiefs. I would have said yes.
I said you choose.
You're
I still would have gone with Kingsley.
It's my turn.
1-1-1 still.
You guys are bad at this game. I watched.
is it my turn? Yeah, my turn.
I watched.
It's your turn.
Can I say the question, fellas?
Once we get this down, yes. Come on.
Go.
Just spit it out.
Is it Todd's turn?
I watched.
Todd, yeah. I watched Monsters
Dylan,
University last night.
Oh, fact. You had to.
You might have watched
it Sunday. I don't know. But you've watched it recently.
I watched Monsters University last night.
Sterling Wazowski.
Fact.
I'll say fiction.
Lebo?
No, Lebo said fact.
That's a fact.
Yeah, you did.
Not that you're going to say, no, I watched Monsters, Inc.
Yeah, I know. It's a good try. I was going to throw you a little wrench there.
Yeah, that's what I was
Great movie,
with.
By the way. First time I've ever seen Monsters University. Uh-huh. They made that for us. Yeah. Like for people my age, not for the kids. Yeah. That was great. That was, what a movie.
I don't know if I've seen that one.
What a movie. First time I ever saw it. Yeah, I mean,
I saw the Ink at the hospital.
Really good.
At the movie theater.
No, nice.
Yeah, it was weird. No, I saw it at the hospital when the kids were little. That was their age to go to the movies. I don't know when the U came out. It might have been too old.
I feel like we were in college. I think I was in college or something like that. It's MU.
Yeah.
Italy, MU. Monsters, so yeah. I went to MU. So I went to Monsters University, MU. Yeah, go Tigers.
Did you hear some people?
Dylan leads us off here.
The fact that Kingsley Suamataia fell that much should be at least slightly concerning.
I'm going to go fiction, just because part of the Bill Belichick broadcast with McAfee, they did a board just like their GMs would do. He had him at 44. So I'm going to go fiction.
I am going to say fiction.
Well, you said slightly.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say fact.
It's actually fiction.
Yes, okay.
Words stink.
Well, that's my whole point. I'm trying to confuse you, Lebo.
Well, you've done it.
Working.
Good. Yeah, I'm in your dome right now,
Fell
guy.
In the trap.
Yeah. It's what's the sand? Quicksand.
Quicksand.
I quicksanded you. Yeah,
fell,
okay.
right in, fell right in the quicksand.
No, because NFL teams drafted Bo Nix 12. Like, NFL teams are dumb. They should have drafted Kingsley earlier. That's on them.
I do like what the way that Curtis describes it and says that when somebody is drafted, that's just the opinion of one team, because all it takes is one team to believe Tim Tebow's a first-round draft pick.
Tim Tebow in a first round.
But when Jaden Hicks falls to the fourth round, that's the opinion of everybody.
Yeah, sure.
Like, everybody across the league continued to pass on him. So when a player falls, that's more the opinion of the league. When a player is drafted high, all we know is the opinion of one team that drafted him that high. Anyway, I believe I lead off on this one.
The Chiefs will sign newly released Jaguars wide receiver Zay Jones.
I want him to, but I'll say fiction.
Fiction. They're set.
Yeah, fiction.
Yeah, it's fiction, too. I thought maybe I could fool Jason team. Since
nope.
We talked about that.
No fool.
All right, next one.
I'm not joking.
So you could have gone.
Nobody's fool of Cinderella.
You could have gone should the Chiefs.
Should.
Yeah, if you'd have gone, should the Chiefs, that would have been a different
Sorry, I said the Chiefs will.
I know.
Words are bad.
This is my question, not yours, boys.
Well,
come on.
Very salty. Just spit it out.
I like salt. That's why my cholesterol's high. Woodford Reserve is my go-to bourbon.
I don't know if that's your go-to. I think you like that. I think we've talked about this before.
Before.
I'm going to say fiction. I think you have a different go-to.
Yeah. Fiction. I think he wants to say a go-to versus everyone's go-to, which would be Woodford Reserve. I see. That's kind of like the fallback. So I think there's a more intricate one.
I am right in line with Dylan. I think Woodford Reserve is the easy, cool one, and Sterling wants to be a little bit different.
He's
so I'm going
like
fiction.
He like thinks
fact. You guys all said fiction. You guys are dumb. You're silly people. That's a fact. Woodford Reserve is so good. I went on a bourbon tour there, and my love of Woodford grew even larger. The double oaked from Woodford Reserve is
that's your stuff.
Chef's kiss.
That's your go-to.
Again, it's not the most expensive, but it's my go-to. It's you know, you want a little something at night, get a big old ice cube, throw some Woodford on it.
About a half a cup of milk, you're ready to go.
Milk? Come on, guy.
Called the Sterling.
his little nap bourbon on the rocks, drink. Lebo.
It's a little nap drink.
Dylan leads us
off. It is a good nap drink. It's a good my book drink.
Yeah.
When I'm reading Tolstoy. Luther Burden will be the first wide receiver taken in next year's draft.
Fiction.
Fact.
I think it's fiction. He was mocked in the 20s, right?
Yep.
It's actually a fact.
Thank you.
That Luther was easy. Burden.
Hold on, guys. Are you kidding me?
Like points?
It's Sterling. What are
you
guys doing?
You guys are so bad at this game.
Even if I don't believe
incredible.
It, it's Sterling asking the question.
Next Luther Burden will be the first wide receiver taken next year.
Is Nick Bolton the highest paid linebacker in the league next year?
No, that's fiction.
How about, is Dominic Lovett, did he go to the draft this year?
I have no idea.
I think he's got one more year left at UGA.
What if he gets drafted before Luther?
He will not.
I saw Luther mocked number six
I saw Mark third on another side as well, which was the first wide receiver taken
in the 20s.
So,
Nate Tice has had him in the 20, I think.
I'm going to tell you something about the mocks right now.
They're not good. I've told this story before. That 3 years ago in September, Spencer Rattler was like number one on Mel Kiper's big board.
Yep.
Yeah. Surprising to not.
He was the number one quarterback taken after the first round, though. So
yeah. And 3 years later, you know, he still had to go to college for three more years.
I lead this one off. What's next?
Will Smith will last all year on the Royals roster.
Fact.
I mean, and I will say, caveat, if he gets injured, that he's still on the Royals roster.
Fact.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, someone's going to go out there and throw.
Fact.
Yeah.
That is a fact.
Yeah.
That's a fact.
Throwing the sixth inning occasionally.
Yeah.
That's a fact, Jack!
4-4-3.
I have three. That's
you've got three.
Than I thought.
Yep. I like how you knew you had three. 4-4-3.
Oh, I had a lot of misses in a row.
Yeah.
Salvador Perez ends up batting over 290 this year. His career batting average is 268.
I mean, he's really doing well so far. He's going to have a cold stretch. I'm going to go fact on this one.
I'll go fiction.
What's the number he has to?
290.
Oh, fiction.
That's a fact. He goes over to.
Come on, boys!
I was going to say 300, but that was going to be
too high.
Is he
batting like 340 or something?
346 right now, and the underlying numbers actually support that being higher. He's on an absolute all-time heater.
I hope I'm wrong about that one.
33 is his prime.
I hope I'm wrong about that.
Travis Kelce will retire after these next 2 years on his contract when they're up.
Dylan.
And, Jason, this is why I did not give my answer earlier, because this was used for facts or fact or fiction.
Fact.
I'm going to say fiction. I think he's planning on it now, but I think when it comes time to actually hang it up, I think he'll give it one more year.
It feels like that's a fact. And so I'll say fact because then, Jason, I'll be tied.
It's a fiction.
Yeah.
Because I'm with you. I think he does the same thing where he plays two more years and goes, I want one more. I want one more ride.
Depends on how many kids he and Taylor have at that point.
That's what I said. Yeah. I mean,
Brett Favre, that's scandals. Where he just comes
out. Allegedly.
Allegedly. Sorry. Alleged scandals.
There's no alleged scandals from Brett Favre.
What are you talking about? Yeah, I mean.
They're actual scandals.
You want him to sue you?
They're not alleged. They're legitimate scandals.
Don't sue
Todd
me, bro.
Todd Lebo. Don't sue me, bro.
All right.
Dylan.
Here's number 12. Dressed to Kill by Kiss.
Wasn't that 11? Or was that?
That was 11.
Yeah.
Oh, did Dylan go first on that one?
I think we got our order.
Did I?
1, 2, 3.
So,
four, five,
that was
six,
11. I'm
getting
the last
nine,
question.
10, 11. Okay,
before
11.
The bonus. Sorry, before the bonus, of course.
Yep.
Okay.
Dressed to Kill by Kiss is their best album. Now, think of it from my perspective, because Lebo's going to somehow say no. He's going to say something else, probably, but think of my perspective.
I mean, sure, a fact, whatever.
Fact.
I think we've talked about this. I think this is a fact for you. Although, I think it's probably the first album. I'm trying to get a read on you. Fiction is the first album. They all said fact.
That's a fact.
Damn it. I knew we talked about this.
We have talked about it, but you don't care.
Right.
Listen.
But I know that you love Deuce and Strutter.
Yes. Love those as well.
Yeah. Yes.
But top to bottom, Dressed to Kill by Kiss, had on cassette. You said threw the bad boy in my boombox.
Yeah.
Had a CD of it as well.
Yeah, you shouldn't have had a boombox, by the way. You were old enough
to
never have a boombox.
You have an 8-track?
I know. I'm 30.
I know, but you shouldn't have ever had to have a boombox.
Well, I had a boombox that also was a CD and cassette player, and I would take it outside to shoot hoops and pretend I was Adam Morrison.
How many batteries?
Oh, they're those big, like, you know,
the D-cells, about nine of them.
The D-cells, yeah. Those
all right, I won 6-5-4.
But we did not win, actually.
What?
We're tied.
How?
This last one.
I actually knew the right answer to that.
Oh, okay, I get
he
it.
Did,
yeah.
He did. He
That would just tie you with Dylan for second place, though.
I talked myself out of it. I'm so
it still
stupid.
Doesn't give you six to tie with me.
See if you've got a proper tiebreaker this
what's
time.
What's the tiebreaker question?
This tiebreaker is not music, because Jason apparently is really bad at music, but he got that one right. Lebo got it wrong. One.
Yeah.
This one is
bourbon.
NFL draft.
Ooh, okay. I feel better about that. So
this
what's the question?
This is actual.
Now? Don't we get the question and then think about it? Or
no, you will get.
No, you get the question now. We think about it.
You want to think about it?
Yeah, we'll try our answers down.
Okay. It's part two. It's part two.
Okay.
The Bills' game plan in the draft made sense.
Okay.
Fact or fiction. And then the part two is the results are solid.
Made sense. Results are solid. Two part. More Zone next. All right, we continue right here on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Fact or fiction, apparently a tiebreaker.
Do you know this song, Jason?
No idea.
You know this song.
I probably know it if, you know.
Yeah. I'm gonna give it up.
So this is Judas Priest. You know,
this is like Rob Halford.
Yeah, that's right.
Rob Halford.
Yeah. Take your word
saw
for
them
it.
In 1980.
I was in the band Fight.
Fight.
Something.
Fight.
I don't remember what year. I saw them at the Sandstone.
Yeah, they're killer, dude.
Yeah.
Love me some Judas.
All right.
As long as the music's loud.
Made sense? Was it solid? Yay or nay? Fact or fiction?
Well, somehow you're going to say
I'm leading
sense.
On this one, so I'll go ahead and go last on this one. Todd is in last, so he'll probably go first.
I'm saying it didn't make sense, but you're going to say yes, it did make sense.
Let me go ahead and just throw it out again.
Throw
fact or fiction? Part one, the Bills' game plan made sense. Part two, the Bills' results were solid. Fact or fiction?
No, I say fact and indetermined. We don't know if they're solid yet because you guys haven't played.
Okay.
Yes.
Ooh, wow.
I'll say fact and yes, they were solid.
So you're saying fact and fact.
Yeah.
Fact and fact. Dylan?
So they won it, and then it's going to be good is the two questions.
Did it make
Bill's
sense?
Game plan made sense, fact or fiction, and the results, a.k.a. the players they drafted with said process, was solid. Fact or fiction?
I'll go fact and then fiction.
Me too. Fact and then fiction.
You guys nailed it.
Yep.
It was
right, that's
fact.
A winner
the
for
game
me.
Plan made sense for the Bills.
8-7.
But the execution of the Bills' game plan of accruing said picks were atrocious.
So I won?
8-7-5, I won.
Did I win?
There we go.
You
nice.
Knew Judas Priest, so for that,
my brother just texted me. He's listening. It was the 86 tour.
No, how about that?
So the Turbo.
Oh, nice.
Tour. Yeah. He went to Defenders of the Faith. I did not go in 84.
You
I was
say
too
yes.
Young for that. I went.
Point of entry?
To 1984. My brother
front
took
door.
Me to Iron Maiden.
Oh, dude,
my parents said I could go to that.
Yep.
Did you? I showed you the drumstick, didn't I? From Nico
you
Brain,
you
the Iron Maiden, the peace of mind.
I'll
one.
Ask Jason a question.
What's up?
Okay, so I saw Iron Maiden mm-hmm. in 1984, and I've then been, again a couple years.
I didn't
later.
See him at 4 years old.
No, but the album was called Power Slave, and it was this is Egyptian, pyramid, and mm-hmm. Eddie, their mascot, came out as a mummy or whatever, you know, during the show.
Yeah, it makes sense.
But the tour was called the World Slavery Tour. Question, would they call a tour today?
Probably not.
The World Slavery Tour?
Probably
fact
not.
Or fiction?
Fiction.
There'd be a fiction on that?
I'll
I think you're probably
there.
Right. I think
fiction,
you're probably right.
Yes.
I don't know, though. Like, I feel like everyone always goes, you can't get away with that these days, and yet, like, people still, like, South Park is still cruising.
Yeah,
like,
true.
Family Guy is still cruising. Like, when, what's his name? The Seinfeld guy? He's like, you know, you can't get away with that anymore. It's like, well, no, well, people do. Like, people still have.
Well, while we're talking about this.
Jokes still happen.
Okay, while we end this discussion, I want to take time here because it's towards the end of the show. It's my daughter's 5th birthday.
Hey!
So Jules, Juliet Michelle Anderson, little Miss Princess, she turns 5 years old today. And when
she
we,
was just a little baby.
We moved
here.
Back. She was 3 months old.
Just a little baby.
3 months old. And today is her 5th birthday. Yes,
are
she is.
Are we going to sing?
We are going to sing to her tonight. This is correct.
Well, Sterling could sing now.
Go ahead,
happy
Sterling.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear daughters. Happy birthday to you.
And many more on Channel 4. You know that part?
Yeah, I don't want to get there.
Four and the door.
I would always ruin all of our birthday celebrations because I would always sing, happy birthday. And it would just make my freaking family so mad.
And then Sterling was going to go,
sometimes.
Happy birthday, Mr. President.
Mrs. Juliet.
It is a weirdly, like, somber song for, like, a happy occasion.
You can sing about it. Look up Ring Around the Rosie. If you want to talk about somber,
probably
that
not.
Thing
yeah,
is.
I don't think we're going to look that one up, no. But, yes, happy birthday, Juliet, turning 5.
That's a big one.
That's a big, yeah. She's heading to kindergarten
next year.
Yeah, she's in her mind.
She's advanced.
In her mind, she's going on her freshman year. She is pretty smart, but, you know, we're the parents of the kids, so it's like, my kid's really smart.
So she's just turning 5?
Just turning 5.
Have you given her the Wonderlic test yet?
Next year. What's up?
Have you given her the Wonderlic test yet to see if she's actually smart? Or?
Yeah, she can barely read, so I think there's an issue.
She knows some of her A's and B's, not the C's
she
and
knows,
all that.
She knows letters, she knows numbers, but adding them together... she's not there yet, you know, so I think it's going to take some time to develop in the league before she really understands the game.
I also get a bunch of street TikToks where people go ask people very simple questions on the street and nobody knows anything.
Those are fun.
Oh, my God.
Those are always fun.
How many, you know, it'd be like, how many minutes is a quarter of an hour? Just the answer is just dumbfounding.
That's 16 minutes and 30 seconds, right?
It's just like 20.
What?
20, 25. There's four 20, quarters
25
in an hour.
Minutes. It's 25 minutes, of course, because there's 100 minutes in an hour, correct?